CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A terror attack averted in Brooklyn, New York, according to law enforcement officials. A 20-year-old is under arrest in Canada.
The suspect lived in Canada, but is a citizen of Pakistan. The Justice Department and Canadian police claim he planned to carry out a mass shooting at a Brooklyn Jewish center. They allege he tried to buy automatic weapons from two men he thought were ISIS, but were actually undercover FBI, and told them he'd paid a human smuggler to sneak him into the U.S. from Quebec. He was arrested just 12 miles from the border. Chris Mavridis, CBS News, Toronto.
The plot was allegedly planned for October 7th, the one-year anniversary of the Hamas attack in Israel. The suspect in Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia was in court. CBS News Atlanta reporter Adam Murphy.
Judge Curry Mingledorf spoke directly to 14-year-old Colt Gray, informing him that he is currently charged with four counts of felony murder in connection with this week's deadly school shooting in Appalachian High. The judge said he could face life in prison with or without parole. Also on Friday, Colt's father, 54-year-old Colin Gray, made a court appearance as well. He's charged with allegedly gifting his son with the AR platform-style rifle that was used in the school shooting.
Boeing's Starliner space capsule safely landed in New Mexico.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth. That landing coming at 11:01 and 35 seconds Central Time.
That from NASA. But two astronauts did not make the trip home from the International Space Station because of technical problems on the capsule. They'll have to wait until February to return. Former President Donald Trump held a news conference after the sentencing in his New York City hush money trial was delayed until after the election.
The Manhattan DA witch hunt against me has been postponed because everyone realizes that there was no case because I did nothing wrong. It's a witch hunt. It's an attack by my political opponents in Washington, D.C.
The judge says he delayed the case to avoid any appearance of affecting the election. There are less than 60 days until the election.
Vice President Harris courted Latino voters in a radio interview.
I come from a middle-class background, unlike my opponent, who had a rich daddy who helped him start his career.
And she picked up another unexpected endorsement from neoconservative former Vice President Dick Cheney after his daughter Liz announced her support this week.
Dick Cheney will be voting for Kamala Harris.
CBS News correspondent Nicole Killian reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The Australian government is reversing its position on one part of the country's upcoming census.
Originally, the government ruled out a question on sexual orientation to avoid what it described as a divisive debate. That has since changed.
A draft question has been developed this week.
The Prime Minister on Australia's ABC. It followed a rebellion by some of his own party colleagues at a push from Equality Australia.
The government can include trans and gender diverse people and those with variations sex characteristics who deserve to be recognised as much as anyone else.
Chief Executive Hannah Brown, the census is just over a year away. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Many streaming services have risen in price. Apple TV Plus and Disney Plus have both increased around 18% a year since they launched in 2019, according to the digital marketing agency Search Bloom. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
W-R-J-N weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the upper 40s tonight. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Right now it's 53.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind.
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
We've been together For me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know where you just have to wish to make it so. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Yeah.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
when you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. My ring, and when I'm sad, you're a cloud, and if I get scared, you're a cloud. Go ahead, then say your hair's too long, 'cause I don't care, with you I can't be wrong. Then put your
you gotta hide what we're doing. Cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble through the ground. And then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Are falling, cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
never make her cry. Can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm I'm Wendy Gillette. A Pakistani man is under arrest in Canada, accused of planning to cross the border and launch an attack in New York.
The 20-year-old is charged with planning an attack at a Jewish center in New York that would coincide with the anniversary of the October 7 terror attack in Israel. But Mohammed Khan had been under FBI investigation.